to marry, call anytime at 800-387-8025. Follow the program on Facebook or Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back, everybody. Robert and Mary joining you today live from the Culinary Institute of America in Hyde Park, New York. That's about 90 minutes north of New York City. In a moment, we're going to discuss the popular CIA boot camps and food enthusiast courses that you can come experience here or at some of the locations they have around the country. But first, we want to share that this portion of the program is sponsored by Holland America Line. Listen, savor the journey, folks. For over 140 years, Holland America has been a recognized leader in cruising, taking travelers to exotic destinations around the globe. If you're looking for some of the most spacious and comfortable ships at sea, award-winning service, five-star dining, extensive activities and enrichment programs, along with compelling worldwide itineraries, Holland America is your cruise line. With their fleet of 14 modern classic ships, offering over 500 sailings annually, they visit all seven continents and both popular and less traveled ports. Visit HollandAmerica.com for cruise deals, destinations, and planning, or just check out RudyMaxa.com under sponsors.
If any of you listening out there today enjoy good food, cooking, baking, wine, entertaining, and who doesn't, a multi-day trip or weekend getaway to the CIA might be just for you. They offer a host of boot camps, no, it's not the military boot camp, and food enthusiast programs that, if you love food and travel, are a lot of fun. Joining us today to discuss what's offered at the CIA for travelers are two of their lead educators, Chef David Bruno and Chef David Kamen. It's the Double D Day today here. Welcome.
Well, thanks a lot. Not only is it the Double D show, but we actually are really good friends, too.
Absolutely. Dave grows some really great eggs, and I certainly enjoy eating those as much as I can.
All right, so Chef David, I got my choice here of who to pick. So for food enthusiasts who want to immerse in culinary vacations, is there any better place for them to go than a CIA boot camp?
I really don't think so. I mean, we offer a wide range of opportunities for people to, you know, learn, experience great foods, and have fun working together.
So drill down for folks listening around the country right now. How authentic are the courses?
Well, I think we have really authentic courses. I mean, we actually will explain to them how to cook Italian cuisine or healthy cuisine or other cuisines that are on the docket for that particular class. So I think it's pretty authentic.
Okay, let's talk to the other Chef David. Hello, Chef.
Hi, how's it going?
It's great. How are you?
Good, good.
Why don't you walk us through so our listeners can get a good feel for a typical CIA boot camp? I know you have one-day boot camps. I think you have two-day, three-day. You can be here for up to a week if you want to. Why don't you talk about the 2 to 3 day camp and what that's like for people?
Well, sure. You know, really all the boot camps follow a very similar model in that they start with some really basic developmental information education, some theory about whether it's a region of the world or a particular cooking method. For example, our grilling boot camp, of course, will spend some good time talking about grilling and what you need in order to execute a good, properly grilled dish. And then we go into the kitchen and we actually make some really, really good food. So whether it's a one-day or a five-day, it starts off with a little bit of development and then a lot of hands-on application.
All right, so it is really involved. So, all right, back to Chef David Bruno. I want to talk a little bit about, I saw that the Helena campus in California, they offer some great wine courses. I even saw something about artisan bread making, okay? San Antonio offers barbecue, Mexican cuisine. They have those boot camps, Italian flavors, I believe I saw, and even dessert boot camps. What's most popular here at the main campus in Hyde Park?
Well, believe it or not, you know, one of the most popular ones is sort of our beginning one, our foundational one, the one that is we call basic boot camp. You know, it's really the basic fundamental skills that anyone needs to move forward in this kind of world.
And what would you do in it?
Well, that starts off with, you know, really working on knife cuts, explaining knife cuts, talking about stock making, making some stock, and then going into fundamental cooking methods, where we actually drill down to all the cooking methods and explain, you know, the gold standard. And then we actually cook the foods that really best represent that particular cooking method.
What's your favorite course here that's offered at this location in Hyde Park?
It's hard to say. You know, we're creating some new ones. The World Tour that we just created rolled out recently, and that was really awesome because we had 4 days in sort of a different continent, and it was really an opportunity to explore cuisines from around the world.
Okay, let me let our listeners know who we're chatting with. If you're just tuning in, Robert and I are live today at the Culinary Institute of America's main campus in Hyde Park, New York. We're speaking with chefs David Bruno and David Kamen about the CIA Food Enthusiast and Boot Camp programs for travelers. I have a couple of questions here. There are four campuses. You have one in Singapore. You've got one in the Napa area of California. Of course, we're here in Hyde Park, New York, San Antonio, Texas. For people who haven't been to the Hudson area of New York, it's a gorgeous area. I'm curious to know who's coming to these boot camps. Are they intimidating? Do you have people that have, I know you have your basic boot camp, but how do you handle that in a class if you have like a beginner cook or someone who's got some skills?
Yeah, well, you know, we do get a very broad range of people, folks who don't know how to boil water and folks who have been to other boot camps before as well. You know, the good
news is, that was my mom when she got married. She tells that story all the time. Couldn't boil water.
So many people. But the good news is that the way our program is approached, it's a fundamental level program in that it doesn't matter what your cooking background is. We would almost rather you kind of put your cooking background aside and follow us through as we go through, as my colleague mentioned, those gold standard techniques, those gold standard elements. I teach a class on Saturdays, which is a knife skills boot camp, basically. It's a one-day knife skills. And there are people who come to me who've been cooking for years. And for years, they've been holding their knife wrong. And for years, they've been cutting things wrong. And they come and so we just erase all that and start from the beginning. And everybody who comes here really appreciates that approach because everybody's got something to learn.
So you're putting them all on the same page, basically.
Essentially, we're starting everybody at the same level.
As much as you can. Do people come and bring their own equipment? Do you provide all of that?
Some folks will bring their own knives. We have fully equipped kitchens, so we have stocks of knives and small wares. The longer boot camps, the five-day boot camps, you actually get a set of chef uniforms to wear while you're here, just for that whole immersion.
Nice.
The shorter ones, the one-dayers, you just kind of come as you are, and we give you everything that you need to be successful.
Right, and are people working independently? Are they working with teams?
Depends on the day. Sometimes they're working in teams. Other times it's an individual exercise. It really just depends. We do a lot of different ways.
All right, Chef David, I know what Chef David Kamen just said to Mary, but now that you and I are going to talk again, when you think of the CIA Food Enthusiast Program, the boot camps, and you think of, the ideal person to come here, so that's what I really want to kind of get into. Is it young or old? I mean, is it man or woman? Is it a girl's getaway? Maybe it's a couple's getaway weekend. Maybe someone's looking for that special anniversary. Who is it that's coming? And I mean, how many times do you see people coming back?
You know, that's one of the great things about this job is I see repeat customers all the time. It's very infrequent that I start a class and not see one or two people in that class that I've seen before. So the gamut really runs itself in terms of who comes. We have people that are very young. We have people that are actually looking to come to school here that might want to just explore boot camp. Or we have sort of the middle-aged or retired person who just is a foodie. Right? We get the foodie people, right? They all have these great experiences.
So they're passionate to be here, regardless of whatever spectrum they're coming from.
Yeah, that's one of the great things about these folks is that they have a diverse background, but they like to relax and cook. So this is a great way for them to do that. So,
all right, so I get, people come here, if they're out in St. Helena, you've got Napa, wonderful area. Mary and I love it. We've been out there many times. Rudy's done that. He's been out there. We've done some shows from there in the past. So when they come here, we're sitting at a gorgeous location. We're on the banks of the Hudson River. Fall would be beautiful here, but it's right now when we're here, on Mother's Day weekend, it's great. Do you offer anything for when people come here for a boot camp? Can they go out and maybe enjoy Hyde Park? Is there anything in the community that they get involved in?
Yeah, we actually created a boot camp called Taste of Hudson Valley. And in that boot camp, we have some excursions where we actually go out into the Hudson Valley and explore maple syrup making and farm and, growing things and picking things and taking that stuff back to the kitchen and cook with it.
And you would never know that we're sitting here 90 minutes north of Manhattan. It's a true gem of a place here. There's no question about it.
I wanted to talk about the baking one. I don't know if either of you, do you teach, Dave came in?
I have, yeah.
Is it pastry level baking? Is it, what kind
it's,
of?
It's both. Artisan breads is one of my favorites because you really get to see the techniques of making good sourdough. They'll make bagels, they'll make pretzels inside there. So that's an amazing class for people who are just love good bread or who are aspiring bakers. And
you
take all that home and they go home with bags and bags of good stuff.
Right.
All right, Chef David, thank you very much. Really appreciate your time today. I appreciate you having Mary and me here at the Culinary Institute.
Well, you're welcome. We appreciate having you, and we really just want to make sure that people know out there that you can come here as a novice and get some great experience.
Thanks for coming up. We'll see you in the kitchen.
All right, folks, and you can hear the music. So if you're interested in attending a boot camp, if that's something that interests you, just go to ciachef.edu. And when you do, you can click down to the Food and Wine Enthusiast Program. You'll find that towards the bottom of the homepage. A quick reminder, you can connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're going to take a quick break. And after these messages, we're going to actually go outside to the Teaching Garden. We're going to talk with a CIA professor about chefs as influencers on travel. You're listening to Rudy Max's World of the Carries. Don't touch that channel.
Rudy Max's World with the Carries phone lines are open 24-7 at 800-387-8025. And so is the website at rudymaxa.com. We're back after these messages.